Is your website purdy?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Hey there, and welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast, presented to you by Mind Development and Design, here to empower you with knowledge so you can get the best out of your website and your SEO and your internet marketing efforts. If you haven't gotten the answers to your questions on a podcast yet, hey, we're Mind, but we're not Mind readers. Hit us up on Facebook. Come on, email us at info@minddnd.com, or you can hit that
fast and bulbous
ask a question button on our podcast page. We are here for you. The only stupid question is the one you don't ask. There are naive questions, tedious questions, ill-phrased questions, questions put after inadequate self-criticism, but every question is a cry to understand the world. There is no such thing as a dumb question. That's a quote from a pretty smart dude there, Carl Sagan. I've been asked this question a lot over the past 3 weeks in various discussions, including one at the Lancaster Chamber of Commerce Expo kickoff party. And that is, should I even waste my money on traditional marketing? What does that have to do with SEO or internet marketing? Some of you are asking this question yourselves, though maybe not out loud because you're afraid of the answer. It's okay. Don't worry. It's just us here. What I love about this question is that it opens up a veritable Pandora's box of options that we're going to discuss here that will help you wrap up your ranking for the holidays. See, I eventually got to the title of the podcast there. We're going to talk about three aspects of your marketing that are affecting your SEO more and more because of Google factoring in user engagement and overall user experience in their algorithm. Those aspects are email marketing, social media channels, and of course, your traditional or offline marketing. I know it seems like a cheap ploy, but I'm saving the traditional / offline marketing for last because it is the dude's rug. And you will see how it will make more sense and kind of tie your marketing together real nice. So let's start with email marketing. You love it? You hate it? It's the new junk mail. Junk mail, of course, is the artist previously known as direct mail, transformed into a paradigm of oversaturation. Once upon a time when email was a new thing, it was a more effective means of promotion. Until, of course, enough people realized that it could be effectively abused like direct mail before it. But I digress. We've seen all sorts of sneaky tricks with regard to email campaigns, the worst of which, in my opinion, is the classic opt-out. That's one of those you-should-have-read-the-fine-print schemes whereby you unwittingly agree to be on someone's email list because they pork-barreled it with an automatic opt-in without ever really telling you that you had to opt out. Yeah, I can see some of you rolling your eyes and even foaming at the mouth at the very mention of this. Now, I'm painting a pretty negative picture here, aren't I? Well, there is a method to my madness. You see, a negative picture can be painted about every form of advertising, and I mean every form. You name the form, it's been abused. You have those stinking black hat SEOs who make my life more difficult. You have people who complain that there are too many billboards providing visual pollution on our countryside. You have people who complain that there are at least 15 minutes of radio commercials every hour, sometimes even more. And you have people who complain about the yelling, screaming car commercials with that blah, blah, blah MSRP thing stuck on the end that nobody can understand. And you have people who complain about direct mail / junk mail. I want you to see that negative picture because that, my friends, is just a fraction of the reasons that people, maybe even some of you, use to talk themselves out of doing anything, which is essentially talking themselves into doing nothing, which is essentially spending more time and effort in the persuasion of oneself to be listless than one will actually spend being listless. It's insane. And believe me, I can make this sound even more ridiculous than I already have. You can ask my friends and colleagues at the Mind about that. The truth is, though, email marketing works when it's done right. Did you know that over 100 billion emails are sent every hour? I love statistics like that that sound way more impressive than they actually are when you look at it logistically. Even still, though, according to several studies, including one by Circle Research, over 40% of businesses say email is a worthwhile and effective lead generator for them. And business-to-business businesses, wow, that's a paradox and an alliteration all at once. Business-to-business businesses are even bigger proponents of email marketing, and 75% go so far as to say it's their most effective lead generation tool. Why? Well, probably because the business that's emailing knows that the recipients of their emails at the other business have seen all the sales pitches and hullabaloo and just want to talk turkey. So, those emails tend to be more to the point. Sure, there are exceptions. You'll find exceptions everywhere. But the answer ultimately is very simple. Treat your email recipients with respect. First, make sure you let them opt in. Don't make it an opt-out thing. Don't be nutty with that sort of stuff. Then put time and care into what you're communicating to them. It goes back to a point where, you know, we've covered numerous times on the podcast. Yes, that's a blatantly cheap plug for you to check out our podcast archives for some tasty McNuggets of information. And that is, know your audience, know your market. Hey, it's no secret anymore. Everyone knows that a few hundred or a few thousand or more people are reading the same email that they are at that moment. We all know you're sending it to everybody. All we want is to read the email and know that you cared enough to write in your own voice and communicate more than just a sterile company line. That's it. Ignore everything anyone tells you about email marketing not working anymore and consider the source. They're probably going about it all wrong. Over half of businesses are. It's simple. Put some time and thought into it. You're probably tired. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you're probably tired of me saying, hey, Mark, I get it. But you put time and thought into it. But it's true. Speak to and not at your audience in your emails. And oh, by the way, if you're not putting your website URL in your email signature, shame. Point and click, baby, the king of multitasking. Make it as easy as possible for people to get to your website. Now, secondly here, you know, we've covered your email marketing there. We're going to talk a little bit about social media. Use your social media channels. Now, I'm not going to belabor this point as much as the first one because we've had our social swami, Chris Bradley, on a couple of times to talk about this, but it definitely bears repeating. Use your social media. Google and all the search engines are factoring in social engagement more and more as a barometer of just how valid and trustworthy of a resource you really are. Yes, I know some businesses somehow get away with doing a crappy job with their social media, but there are also blown calls in the NFL despite instant replay and freeze frame slow motion. The system is flawed. Don't use that as an excuse to ignore your social media. Social media is not right for every single business, but it's right for more businesses than not. It's just that not all businesses are using it right. If you have your blog set up for automatic posts to your social media, that's fine as long as you are doing manual posts as well. You have to have that personal touch. If your social media is all automatic posts, don't expect a whole lot of engagement because people will think, probably rightfully, that you're not really paying attention anyway because the posts will be automatic and impersonal. But if you salt some manual posts in there, that will help increase the engagement because they'll see that you're paying attention. You don't want to look like that person who signs up for the pyramid scheme where they get a free website and a Twitter account and have all these automatic tweets every 15 minutes about how you should contact them because they're now selling a miracle pill that caused them to become instantly rich and famous. And that same Twitter account in a month reflects their lack of response. Because everything was an automatic turnkey solution that required virtually no real effort. If you lean on that, what you give is what you get. Even in the seemingly cold world of the internet, warm up that cold world with your own heart and personality, and you will join the number of businesses actually benefiting either directly or indirectly from social media engagement. It's all about top of mind awareness, and it's a different arena than it used to be. Check this out. A Gallup poll showed that just over 60% of consumers, I almost said computers, over 60% of consumers said social media didn't influence their purchasing decision. However, another report showed that 90% of consumers are more likely to buy something recommended to them by someone they trust in a social media forum. Bottom line, and what makes social media marketing so dangerous in the wrong hands, in my humble opinion, people are affected, maybe you are affected, by social media and don't even immediately realize or recognize it. When we come back, I'm going to make like the dude and tie this together with your traditional offline marketing rug.
You're listening to the Mind Your Business podcast with Mark Boyd. I'm David Atwood, and Mind Development and Design pays me to say nice things about them. We'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
If you have a question you want answered on a future podcast, visit MindDND.com/podcast and click on the Podcast Questions Ask Now button. We love your questions. Keep them coming.
And welcome back to the Mind Your Business podcast. Great to have you here. And on behalf of all the minds at Mind Development and Design, I want to thank you for being here and invite you again to join the forum, join the fun. If you have a question that you have not heard answered on a podcast at this point, by all means, hit us up on Facebook. Email us info@minddnd.com or hit that Candylicious Ask a Question button on our podcast page there. We want to hear from you. This podcast is here for you. And today we're showing you how to wrap up your ranking for the holidays with a focus on some things outside of your actual website. Okay, we've talked about email marketing. We've touched on your social media, and now we'll work in your traditional offline marketing media. You know, your print media that some don't think is worthwhile anymore. Ha! Fools! Give us your TV, your billboards, your poor huddled masses. Don't forget those obnoxious bus and car wraps and signs, too. And, of course, the most convenient and portable of all your print advertising, bum-ba-ba-bum, your business cards. Yes, those count, too. Recent studies, including an iProspect poll, actually proved that 67% of consumers online, I almost said computers, again, 67% of consumers online actually did their online search based on something they saw offline. Could have been a billboard, could have been a newspaper ad, could have been a flyer, could have been a TV commercial, could have been one of those bus or car wraps, or, you know, those pictures that are on buses. I mean, you can't get away from advertising impressions. Well, whatever it was, it had a product and usually a website address with some kind of call to action. Of course, it all starts with the attention getter. We are a very image conscious nation. So the attention getter is usually an image, could be a catchy headline or slogan or phrase, or some combobulation thereof. But an attention getter that draws people in, then it goes to the information that they're getting once they are in. Is it good information? Is it great information? Are they really engaged? Are they getting the message? How much thought did you put into the message itself as compared to the actual delivery of the message? Poor substance renders the best style irrelevant. What is your headline? Is it misleading? We see a lot of those. Is it misleading or is it both memorable and substantial? Your images. What images are you using? How much thought are you putting into those? How relevant are they really to your product? People look at your image. How much are those images an identifying mark for you in that moment in time? Don't let your ego get in the way. Are you selling the product or are you choosing to put the focus on yourself or something else that distracts from the product and leaves consumers confused as to what your image actually is? Because you leave consumers feeling that way, they're not going to remember you. They're not going to remember you as that business. Oh, yeah, I can't figure out what they're trying to say in that advertisement. I think I'll buy that. Now, we all know that that does not happen. And what about the aforementioned social media and emails? Now, there's a reason that social media icons and email addresses have permeated all forms of print media, because smart business owners realize that all of their print and offline media should have their website, social media calls to action, email addresses, etc. on there. You want to make it as easy for people to remember you, as easy for people to get to your website as possible. And what about your standard call to action? Do you have a call to action? I mean, hey, let's admit it. We're all laboratory rats to a certain extent under the right circumstances. Otherwise, we wouldn't see so many blatant calls to action out there like buy now. Be creative and have some fun with your calls to action. Hey, we're all guilty of it too. Some of you are laughing. Some of you are probably cringing at that. But we've all fallen prey to the whole buy now thing. If it's something that you like, we can be easily swayed by the wrong people. Be creative and have some fun with your calls to action. It's all about communication and speaking to rather than at your visitors. Let your personality show. Instead of saying buy now, say something like, we'd like to tell you to come back and buy later, but there may not be any left. Yes, that's wordy and it's pretty ridiculous, but you get the idea. There are other ways to say it than just that command. However, once again, as much as we all hate it, it's out there because it's evidently working enough for whoever is using it for them to continue using it. But that's Helvetica. That's beige. Like everything else, put thought into your words, thought into your images, and thought into your calls to action. Yes, I know those are words too. Calls to action are words. But remember, at the end of the day, all roads lead to Rome. Rome being your website, your traditional offline media, your social media, your emails, including your email signature. All of these work together to drive traffic to your website. Take advantage of them because the SERPs are factoring in your engagement to help determine your ranking. Thank you for tuning in to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, and again, don't be shy. You may be tired of me saying it, but we love getting your questions. Hit us up on Facebook, email info@mindbnb.com, or click the Ask a Question button and, well, ask a question. Thanks again for tuning in today, and we will see you next week.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
You should sleep late, man. It's just much easier on your constitution.